track three. And now we come to the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Making a song and dance about it, and rightly so. Spotlight shine on a decade of entertainment. A special gala to celebrate a decade of being an arts and entertainment venue for the local community gets underway at Pavilions Tynmouth next weekend. More than 300 local performers will be treading the boards on March the 28th and 29th with a series of shows to help the venue commemorate its 10th anniversary. It was in March 2016 that Pavilion Cinema opened to the public, with the official opening and ribbon cutting taking place in April. Manager Nikki Small said, "We packed everything we could into that April, community, family, comedy and live music shows, and that has never really stopped. Since then, we have played host to more than 4,000 live music, comedy and theatre shows, weekly films and regular screenings, as well as many classes, conferences, art exhibitions, fairs and festivals. And to celebrate the milestone event, a diverse range of performances will take place over the 2 days, showing off the creativity and talent that thrives in Tynmouth and surrounding areas. There will be 4 matinees and evening variety shows, featuring a fabulous cast of local talent of all ages, and it all starts with a lunchtime concert from the South Devon Singers on the Saturday. The Tynmouth Players will be showcasing their teen cast with Tasters of Six, the musical, and teen stage stars give a preview of Grease. Both shows are coming in full to Pavilions later this year. Sheldon Theatre Company will be performing medleys from Shout, the mod musical, 9 to 5, and what promises to be a selection of marvellous mashups from their ever-popular pantomimes, plus a series of songs from the musicals, in readiness for their Disco Inferno musical, which is coming to the venue in June. There will also be a wealth of local dance talent to enjoy. Popular local maritime folk sea shanty group, the Back Beach Boys, will also be performing live on stage. Yet more singing talent comes from in the form of a cappella group, Bella Mamas, and the ever-popular choir, Tynmouth Sings. Viv Wilson, MBE, will be appearing in the guise of Aunt Effie. There will be monologues and patter from John Townsend, and a performance courtesy of the U3A pop-up theatre group. Full details of the anniversary weekend and ticket details will be available at Pavilions Tynmouth, or you can call the box office on 01626 249 049.
Council approves flood action plan. An action plan to help safeguard communities from flooding has been approved by Devon County Council. The Flood Risk Management Action Plan for 26-27 commits more than £2.7 million to help protect communities and follows a winter in which dozens of homes across the county were flooded. The decision comes after a year that saw 80 properties in Devon reported being flooded during severe winter storms in January and December of 2025, and more recently this year with over 180 properties following Storm Chandra. The approved plan sets out how Devon County Council will invest in flood prevention, resilience and investigations over the next financial year. The total £2.7 million flood risk management budget for 26-27 includes £1.1 million in revenue funding to resource flood investigations, planning advice, water course regulation and emergency response, £465,000 in capital funding for flood improvement schemes across Devon, and more than £1.1 million in external funding, including DEFRA grants and local levy contributions. Funding will support projects and studies across Devon, as well as county-wide work on drainage maintenance, water quality and community preparedness. While flooding during 2025 was often scattered across multiple locations, 3 major storm events triggered formal flood investigations, including winter storms that caused internal flooding to homes in several parts of Devon. Similarly, at the beginning of 2026, over 50 different locations have been affected, and a further flood investigation report will need to be produced. The action plan recognises that climate change is increasing, both the frequency and severity of heavy rainfall, making surface water flooding an increasing risk in both towns and rural communities. It also acknowledges that some flood schemes, subject to securing funding, can take years to design and deliver, meaning the council will continue to pursue faster, targeted measures where possible. A central part of the plan is continued investment in property flood resilience, which provides tailored protection, such as flood doors and barriers, for homes most at risk. Over the past year, 20 homes have already been protected, including properties in Exeter and Southpool, with further schemes progressing in rural areas. Residents can find advice, support and information about flood investigations and resilience measures on the County Council's Flood Risk Management webpages.
Flu hit Avery, staying shut for 12 months. Dawlish Avery will not reopen until at least November, it has been confirmed. But the Town Council has plans to enhance the popular waterside compound and reintroduce ornamental birds once it is safe. The Avery, which was home to dozens of ornamental birds, was hit by an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian flu in October last year. It was a popular visitor attraction and loved by locals, and home to a variety of ornamental birds such as tufted duck, mandarin duck and shell duck. Up to 50 of the birds had to be humanely culled in accordance with animal health guidance. Since the outbreak, the Town Council has been working with senior veterinary officers from the Animal and Plant Health Agency to consider how to bring the site back into safe use. To reopen within 12 months, stringent cleansing and disinfection measures are needed. A Town Council spokesman explained these measures would need to be carried out by competent specialists and would include safe disposal of contaminated waste materials, with the nearest approved disposal facility located in Bristol. In addition, strict cleansing and disinfection procedures would be required for couriers and equipment entering or leaving the site. After carefully considering the available options and associated costs and practicalities, the council agreed to keep the site closed for 12 months following the outbreak. At the end of 12 months, the compound can be re-entered and restocked without extensive cleansing and disinfection. This means the Avery is due to be eligible for restocking from November the 21st. The spokesman continued, "The council is grateful to members of the public for their patience and for the many messages of support received, while careful consideration is given to the future."